As the Syracuse mayoral race wraps up, Republican candidate Laura Levine says she knew it would be tough for her to win in a city where Democrats hold the vast majority. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Levine says she's loved the experience of running and says she's elevated the conversation on education in the city.
When Levine was in the fifth grade in the Syracuse City School District, her teacher read her class the book, A Wrinkle in Time.
And I remember going home and saying to my parents, is it possible that a child wouldn't speak from birth to age four, but then would start speaking in grammatically complete sentences? That was the central character in the book. I look back now and I realize that was when I think I developed my interest in learning about how children communicate.
Levine began her 40-year career in public education as a speech therapist. She would go on to become a principal, a director of special education, an assistant superintendent, and then a superintendent. On the campaign, she has called for mayoral control of the public schools. The school board would be appointed by the mayor rather than elected by voters.
If we had higher performing and safer schools, I wouldn't be calling for such dramatic action. But we're not there. That is not right. It's unacceptable. We need to do better for our students and our families.
The school district's graduation rate has been improving. But Levine points out that 40% of students still do not graduate on time or drop out. Levine has also called for hiring more police officers and practicing more community policing. She's been a lifelong city resident on Syracuse's east side, living with her husband of 36 years in the same house she grew up in. But after they went to buy candy for Halloween, no trick-or-treaters came to their home.
We used to get dozens of trick-or-treaters, and in the last few years, fewer and fewer. Where are the families with all of the children?
If elected, she says she hopes in 4 years, Syracuse will be reinvented as a place where people choose to live, buy homes, and raise families. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.